Welcome to Local Exposure, a podcast about music and the greater Cincinnati scene. I'm Jim Nolan. Thanks for listening. Soft Stone Hearts is a six-person band out of the Cincinnati area that describe themselves as indie pop rock with lots of cello. Their five-song EP, which came out last summer, and their high-energy live performances have gathered them quite the local following. Members of the band stopped by the studio to play a couple songs and talk about how the band formed, their recording process, and what new projects they have on the horizon. I'm joined today in the studio by Soft Stone Hearts. I wonder if you could just go around the table and introduce yourselves and what you do in the band.
Hello, my name is Christopher Park, and I play cello.
I'm Lisa Newell, and I sing, and I also play the keyboard, and on some songs, ukulele.
Hi, I'm Chase Jeffries. I front the band primarily. I play guitar, write songs, and sing in a few of the songs.
And my name is Abby Depp, and I mainly do harmonies, and then I also help run some of the social media behind-the-scenes stuff.
And Chase, I wanted you to tell me, there's two members of the band that could not be here today. Who are they?
So Tom Harlan is our drummer, and for sets like this that are more stripped down, he'll play cajon and such for us. And John Botter is our bass player, and he also is really, John Botter is very crucial for our music recording and production, so he has a lot of his hands in the creativity of what we're doing for our new songs that are coming out later this year.
And I'm always fascinated about the story behind the band. How did you guys meet, and how did you become Soft Stone Hearts?
Chase and I have been friends since high school, so... Like last December, he sort of said, hey, I'm writing some music. I want you to check it out. And then said, let's make a band. And I thought he was joking. So I said, sure. We sort of had a different original group, but we've sort of settled into who we have now.
That's how we met Chris, actually. We were in the studio, and my sound engineer knew Chris from CCM, College Conservatory of Music at UC, and brought him in to record cello and bass. And after I bought Chris some pizza, he decided he wanted to keep hanging out with me.
That was all it took.
Just for the pizza.
And then we added, Abby was in an original band with Chase before and rejoined when she got back in town from her co-op.
Yeah.
And then we just recently added Tom and John just about 2 months ago.
Yeah. I think as far as the story for the band, though, so it wasn't this past December, 4 months ago, but it was a year before that when we started. And that was actually, I was at a super low point in my life where I was going through a whole lot in terms of like relationships and getting fired from my job, just a lot of things. And I was like, all right, well, the good news is I have a lot to say right now. So I have a lot of songs that are basically writing themselves. I've also never done this before. And I know Lisa's good at music and she gets me. So it came from like, all right, you know what? Life is really rough right now, but I want to turn this into something good. And I've always wanted to do music. So... no better time to go for it than to rise from the ashes.
Right.
So that's really what inspired like this project coming together. And then we've just been blessed to have people like, you know, Abby and Chris and John and Tom all join along with us.
So you kind of alluded to my next question, which is your songwriting process. You know, you say you had a whole lot going on. You had a lot to say. Mm-hmm. Do you start with guitar? Do you start with piano? Or does it depend on the song? How does it all come together?
So our songwriting process has actually changed a bit recently.
So it's so different.
Initially, what happened for me is I would get an idea for a song and a musical idea, and usually they would be separate. And I would write the lyrics out and then figure out what musical idea I'd like recorded in a note on my phone or something that went with it. And then I would work with them and maybe workshop it with Elisa until it was something that I really enjoyed.
Some of the new stuff that we're releasing that I've been writing, sort of what Chase was saying, starting with a concept of something that like is on your heart that like, you're thinking about. So I just record like voice memos on my phone of just like a chorus, a catchy like theme that I just think of usually while I'm driving. And then I usually show that to Chase and we take it somewhere else because he can usually add a lot more to it than I have.
I think my biggest roadblock is when I'm writing a song, I'll find a melody that I like and I'll repeat it way too much. So the chorus sounds just like a verse, but you're repeating it.
Yeah.
Then I'll take it to Lisa. She'll help me switch up the chords because you understand like piano and music theory way better than I do. And she's really gifted at writing lyrics. So now we'll, as a band, like bring ideas together and usually like workshop them in groups of like two or three or sometimes as a whole band.
Well, that first song that you played, Out of Time, was from your EP, String on a Bow. Tell me about the creation of that album, that recording process.
Yeah, Chris, do you want to talk a little bit about, because this is when you came into the band.
Yeah, when David Alberts first invited me over to help you record your first album. I don't think there were any like chord charts written out or any like sheet music written out.
And, there wasn't.
But it was kind of nice, pretty refreshing because, you know, I just could play whatever I wanted. You had a lot of like creative freedom. But you also had like a direction that you wanted to go, and it was pretty clear.
Who did the actual recording?
We recorded it at the Marble Garden on Sycamore, and we recorded with an independent sound engineer, David Alberts. I had a mutual friend, and I told him what my musical aspirations were. He was like, oh, you should talk to David. And off that EP, String or a Bow, almost all the songs, except for the one that we wrote, Cabin in the Woods, they started from like a singer-songwriter position. So if you listen to them, like the way the guitar is played, it's obvious to me, but I wrote it. But it comes from a spot where it was just guitar and vocals. Then we laddered it up all the way and developed it into being with the full band. And the way we write now is I'm not worried that these people won't stick around because we're a band. So we write songs a bit differently where it's not necessarily based around just guitar. So if my band is busy during a gig, I can play it by myself. But it's more intricate, and that's actually good because I can use the guitar as a flavor or an effect, or have it play more appropriately and not just be everything.
Well, Abby, you bring a whole another layer to the vocal aspect. What's your background in vocals, and how did you connect with these guys?
All throughout high school, I did musical theater, and so like music has always been a passion of mine. I actually met Chase swing dancing 2 years ago, and he was like, "Hey, do you want to join this band?" And I was like, "Yeah, absolutely. Sign me up. Put me in, coach." We've just been working and workshopping to add different elements to our songs, and so I'll kind of be like the jack of all trades. If we need harmonies in this song, we'll do harmonies. And I played saxophone all throughout high school as well. So for a couple of our new stuff, we're adding some spice with that too. So that'll be really cool.
So spicy.
And
all the spice.
One of Abby's strengths that you unfortunately can't see from this session, but when we play live, she jumps and dances around the stage and does backflips and lights things on fire.
Backflips?
Yeah.
Wait. I've not seen that.
No, it's a lot of fun though.
All right, so you made reference to some new recordings. Tell me what's going on, what new projects are on the horizon for Soft Stone Hearts.
Some new ones we'll be releasing soon. Dime Like Me, which is a new song inspired.
It's jazzy,
sort of,
very piano heavy.
Yes.
It's really good. We've played it live a few times. Everybody
loves that one.
Yeah, that one has tested well.
A little inspired by a guy who's dragging his feet, and so a girl who's kind of over it, like not wanting to wait around for someone to make up their mind, wanting to clear your mind. We also have Strangers, which is sort of inspired by seeing someone that you were with.
Lots of relationship stuff.
Yeah, lots of relationship stuff.
It's crazy. It's
Strangers.
Like you write songs about what's happening.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, we're pretty much Taylor Swift.
We'll be breaking that up with a change of pace. Yeah. But we're also playing a song called That's Fine, which is a little more focused on their harmonies. And that song's a little more folky and simple, but that song is just really about everything being okay in spite of what life throws at you.
Yeah.
But actually, what's really cool about the songs we have coming out later this year, I think they have a consistent direction from our musical group, so they're not wildly different, but they all do take different instrumental approaches. So we're playing around creatively, so I don't think it's going to be boring anybody. I think everybody's going to hear it and be excited that we're doing different things and developing our sound.
Yeah, it's like a rock and roll Taylor Swift. That's what I think. No, I think we're totally different than
Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift will be jealous of us.
She will. She will.
Where are you recording this project? Same place?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're kind of recording this one wherever we can.
Okay, so piecemeal, kind of doing
Yeah,
that. Okay.
So Abby was in the monastery, which is near the University of Cincinnati. So she was there recording saxophone and vocals this morning. Then Lisa had to record the keyboard for Dime Like Me at NKU.
Yeah.
And I'll probably be recording the guitar in my apartment, in my living room. It's basically wherever we can get the sound we want
and
wherever we can, really make
it
work.
But John Botter, who is our bassist, he's heading all that, so that's his project. And, he's making us sound good.
In terms of your live shows, what places have you played and what places do you enjoy most playing?
So we've actually played around quite a bit. We've played at Northside Tavern. Playing in Northside is a lot of fun. Yeah. You get a good crowd up there. We've played at a few coffee shops, including Lydia's on Ludlow near the University of Cincinnati. Most recently, we've played at Urban Artifact twice, and we played one show in Lexington at a bar called the Green Lantern. And that was a smaller stage, but that was a lot of fun.
It was a really fun
place.
Because
we didn't get a chance to spread out like we normally do. It was more high energy.
Something about being close to each other. We just knock at each other a little bit, and it's really fun.
we really enjoyed playing at Urban Artifact. I really like playing there. The Green Lantern was a lot of fun. I would love to play, if we could open for another band that's playing at like Madison Live or like Bogart's, that would be a lot of fun. I would love to start looking at some of those stages.
So you do have a new song that you want to play. It's called Fall Out of Love With You. Tell me about what's going on in that song.
Yes. So that was sort of spawned in July, but it's sort of funny how our songwriting process goes now, because I'll like record something on a voice memo and forget about it for months at a time. But like several months went by, we didn't even look at it until probably October.
Yeah.
Where I like refound it and I thought, oh, this is a fun song I kind of wrote on
Uke. This would be great on the Uke,
Well, I wrote it on Uke originally, and it sort of spawned out of just the idea of when you're trying to fall asleep and someone's still on your mind, and you're ready to get over them. You want to get over them, but they're like still stuck in your head. So that's where it came from, and we added a bunch to it, and
it's really a good summertime jam.
Really good
it's
summertime feel.
Well, the timing is perfect then.
Yeah.
We're really excited for it.
Chris, Lisa, Chase, Abby, thank you for coming by. And Tom and John in absentia, thanks for being part of the band. And thanks for telling me more about Soft Stone Hearts.
Thanks for having us out. Yeah, this has been a pleasure.
Can you please turn off all the memories? I just want one good night of sleep. Help me fall out of love with you. Please turn off all the memories. I just want one good night of sleep. Help me fall out of love with you. Another night, dreaming I was in your arms and wake up to the morning light alone. Can you please turn off all the memories? I just want one good night of sleep. Help me fall out of love with you. Please turn off all the memories. I just want one. With you. I'm so sick of drying eyes that really shouldn't have to cry, and I don't want to waste my life on you. Can you please turn off all the memories? I just want one good night of sleep. Help me fall out of love with you, please turn off all the memories. I just want one good night of sleep. Help me fall out of love with you. It was never meant to be. Finally I can see I'm gonna move on, find someone who really loves me.
Thank you again for listening to Local Exposure. For links to more information about Soft Stone Hearts, you can always visit our website at wvxu.org/lx. Local Exposure is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and 91.7 WVXU. This episode was recorded and mixed by Josh Elstro and produced by me, Jim Nolan. The theme music for this episode is by Scott Holmes and comes from the Free Music Archive. You can find out more at freemusicarchive.com. Until next time.